17 for us. Genesis 17, the first 8 verses. And I'm going to read quickly, as I believe we will all have opened our Bible now before I'm being told off. Genesis 17 from verse 1. And this is a special part of the Bible, and I will say why it's special, because this is Abraham's conversation with God. At this time, his name was Abram, not Abraham. And this is how he started. He said, and when Abram was 90 years old, 99 years old, sorry. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Some other Bible, NIV, will say, walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be father of many nations at 99. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abraham, but thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee at 99. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generation, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto them, and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, I will be their God. God bless the reading of his word. Amen. The topic this morning is, he calls things that were not as if they were. He called things that were not as if they were. I want you to note that topic very well. And let's quickly turn to Romans 4, verse 17. That's where the topic came from. Verse 17. And this is how Paul, in writing to the Romans, put it. And he said, as it is written, I have made thee fathers of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, and called things which be not as though they were. God that called things which be not as they were. I'm going to pray for God to give me the wisdom to be able to explain this better, and for everyone to have a better understanding of this. Because this week, the Lord has been dealing with me personally. So it's not just a preach to you. It's not just a word to you. It's a word to myself as well. This week, the Lord has been dealing with me and has been speaking to me about faith and how faith works. Our watchword for this season is this sign shall follow them that believe. And as I was going through this week, in my own personal experience and in my work life, God has been teaching me to trust him more. I've been a bit snappy and difficult, and because things have not worked my way sometimes, and I just feel like, what's going on? And I was expressing to my wife yesterday that sometimes I just snap because I want things to work my way. But I'm beginning to understand God more because of that experience. I'm beginning to see God more in a better light. And then when I read Hebrews 11 verse 1, I then question myself, why do I snap? Why do I think the way I think? Because Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Evidence of things not seen. That's the way King James Version wrote it. But the NIV version says, certain of what you do not see. You're certain of what you do not see. And as God was dealing with me regarding this topic, one of my young friends, this week as well, one of my young friends who is a pastor in Nigeria was speaking to me. And this is what he says. And he wasn't privy to how God was dealing with me. He doesn't even know what I was going through. And he said to me, it is not what you look at that matters. It is what you see. It is not what you look at that matters. It is what you see. He's a very young person, and he was talking to me, and I was like, you don't understand what you're saying to me. Basically, you're speaking God to me right now. It's not what you look at that matters. It is what you see. And that is how God was speaking to me so that I could bring this message this morning. And the question I'll be asking you is, what are you seeing? What are you seeing? What am I seeing? What am I really looking at? And what am I seeing? Moses was looking at the Red Sea. But what was God wanting him to see? He wanted him to see a road in water. Moses was looking at Red Sea, but God wanted him to see a road in water. Dry land in the middle of a sea. What are you seeing? What are you looking at? Are you looking at the Red Sea? Or you're seeing the road in the Red Sea? As a young Christian, one of the chapters that speak to me most was 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 to 17. And this speaks a lot to me. And let's quickly turn to that. It's about the scripture. It says the scripture is the word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. And I could remember that as a young Christian, we memorize this chapter, this verse, we memorize it so much that when we're sharing it with our heart. He said, all scripture is given for inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. But that verse 17 is what I want us to look at. Yes, the word of God is for is profitable for doctrine, reproach, correction, instruction in righteousness. But what is verse 17 says? Verse 17 says that the man of God who now has the scripture, the man of God who has the scripture that will profit in doctrine, in reproach, correction, and instruction in righteousness may be one perfect. That the man of God may be perfect and true, thoroughly furnished. May be perfect and thoroughly furnished. For what purpose is all this perfection and thoroughly furnished principle is for? Unto all good works. That's what that verse 17 is saying. You're made perfect by the word of God. You're thoroughly furnished by the word of God unto all good work. So that the best of you might come out from reliance on the scripture. The best of you, the best of me, might be made manifest from the scripture. So when you're reading that verse, as I'm reading that verse, I'm beginning to understand what that is. I didn't even see this until this week. That it is for the best of me to be made manifest from the scripture. So what makes you and I a better person on earth? In this, our journey of life is in the scripture. And we can only live by faith in the word. I want to repeat that. What makes us a better person on this earth that we're in and in the journey of life is in the scripture. And we can only live by faith in the word. You see, this scripture that you're seeing, the more you read it, the more you understand that everything that you need is in here. Everything that you need is in here. As a young Christian student, I trusted God in everything. When I want to read, I pray. When I want to write exams, I pray. When I eat or have anything to do with food, I pray. When I'm in trouble with anyone, I pray. Even in doing sports, I pray. And I trusted God that my prayer was being answered. There was no doubt in my mind when I was young that my prayer was being answered. And whether it happens or not, I believe God has answered my prayer. I did not differentiate between my personal life and my spiritual life. Then, my motto as a young person was, with God, all things are possible. But in recent time, as I grew older, and many things come to bear, I became a warrior. I started worrying about everything. I remember when my wife first met me, one of the things I used to say is that nothing worries me, nothing bothers me, because I believe that everything is sorted by God. I've never thought about bills, nothing. It doesn't bother me because I believe that God will sort it. And then it used to be a laughing thing that I live a very carefree life. I don't bother, but nothing seems to worry me. But as I grow older, I then begin to feel, this week, I'll be honest with you, this week taught me a lot of lessons. I begin to worry to the point where I have headache. I begin to sit down and feel, and I keep asking myself, why am I worrying about these things? And as if you can relate with this, I want you to go with me in this flow, because this is what God took me through this week so that I can prepare this message, not just for myself, but for every one of us. It's so difficult that every day you start thinking, what is this? But then I kept asking myself, yesterday as I was finishing preparing this topic, I keep asking myself, why was I even worrying? When God told me, and I believe it. When God has spoken, I believe it. Why can't I go into the world and search? Then the conversation I had with my young friend came to mind. What am I saying? What am I seeing? It is not what I look at. It is what I see. Moses saw the river. He saw the Red Sea. But God wanted him to see the road in the Red Sea. That Romans 4:17, this week, has actually built my faith again in God. That Romans 4 verse 17 has built my faith in God. And that was when I then went back and looked at that word that he called things that were not as if they were. I then understood what evidence of things not seen actually mean. One of the things that it made me understand was that God himself was exercising faith in creation. I don't know whether you've thought about that, but God himself was exercising faith in creation. Let us look at it this way. God spoke the word. You ask yourself, one of the greatest things that happened is you're always worried that what if it didn't happen? That is a worry. What if it didn't happen? That is how we are DNA. That's how our mind works sometimes. What if it didn't happen? And God, being God himself, what if he says, what if I say, let there be light and there is no light? What if I say, let there be separation of water and the earth and this didn't happen, and the heaven and the earth and this didn't happen? What if? That is what we go through every day. We say, what if? But we forget that God himself trusted his word. He trusted everything he said. God did not have a doubt in his word. And that is why we have creation. And remember, you are created like God. You have the image of God. As I've already said this, that this week, God was dealing with me regarding my faith. And as this week was going, I stumbled on a video of a Muslim cleric. And the Muslim cleric was saying that the substantial difference between other religion and Christianity is the faith substance. And I was watching this guy talk, and I was like, wow, how does this man know what he's saying? And he said, the Christian faith is about believe, declare, and receive. That's the way he put it. Believe, declare, and receive. He said, what makes a Christian different is that he sits down here, he believed that things will happen, even when he's not seeing it, he believed that it happened, and he didn't know that he was quoting Hebrew 11:1. I believe that he must have known that scripture, but that's what he was quoting. He was sitting down and telling people that a Christian will tell you, I believe, he's not seeing anything happening, but he's saying it will happen. And I was saying, praise God. This man is speaking the Bible. This man is teaching his people the Bible. And he was saying it. And what came to mind was that Elijah experience when he told his servant that go and look outside. There's going to be rain. And there was no rain. And the guy keep coming back. And he keeps sending him out. Go out there. Go. The rain is coming. The rain is coming. And he said, no, there's no rain. And Elijah was telling him, yeah, you better run now because there's going to be heavy rain. You better run now. There was no rain. There was no rain at that time. But he said, you better run now. There's going to be an heavy rain. So he believed, he declared, and he received. And this man was saying it. And while I was happy to hear that, I was saying to myself, I wish I know this man know that the modern day Christianity is deviating from that principle. Even myself, I worry, I doubt, I think, what if this doesn't happen? If God through faith creates the universe, how much more will he not do if we can exercise our faith in him? Ephesians 5 verse 1 says, that's in the English Standard Version, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children. If God can believe in his own word, what we are called to do is to be like God. That is what God has created us to be like. If God speaks it and it happens, he wants us to also believe that we could do it. He said, greater work. Jesus said, the work I do, you will do, and greater work you will also do. That's what Jesus said to his disciple. And then I asked myself, what do I say? What do I really, really say? What do I really, really say? What do you say? When troubles come your way, what do you say? When sickness come your way, what do you say? When the situation that you find yourself is uncomfortable, what do you say? Do you see that promise of God that He called things that were not as if they were? Do you see that promise of God that I'm the God that healeth thee? Do you see that promise of God that I will not put the sickness that I put on the Egyptians upon you? Do you see that promise of God that all things is possible with God? Do you see that at all? Or do you just see the troubles of your life? Do you see the troubles that is surrounding you? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Do you understand that? In preparing this message, I went online and I looked for called things that were not as though they were, and I typed it out. And look at about how many pages? 10 pages of the scriptural word that confirmed things that were not as if they were in the scripture, as God has said it. And this is just 10 pages. If you go through the scripture, this morning our brother Les was reading, "Arise and shine, for your light is come, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." You, when you look at those words are for you and for me. Those words are purposely written for those who believe. But then, we need to see things. We need to be certain of things that we've not seen. Because if we continue to wait for reality TV, then we will not be able to live a normal life. Because there is nothing in reality TV that is normal. It's all make-believe. But if we believe the word of God, that though I'm not seeing this, I'm believing it. Though I'm not seeing this, I believe it will happen. Though it's not made manifest to me yet, but because God has spoken it, it will happen to me. That is what you need to see, not what you know, not what you're seeing at the moment. You need to look beyond your trouble. I need to look beyond my trouble. I need to look beyond the challenges that the world is throwing at me. I need to turn those challenges to my ladder to climb to a greater height. I need to exercise that faith in God. What do I see? Am I seeing the Red Sea? I'm seeing the water. I'm seeing the road in the Red Sea. And you know what's interesting about that road is that I was not there, but I want to believe that it will have been a dry land where they can walk freely. They can walk freely through that dry land. In the Red Sea, there was a dry land, and they walked through it. What do I see? In reading Genesis 17, one of the things that are visible for Abraham to see, this, I want you to look at it this way. Abraham was, as at the time Abraham was talking to God, at the time God was talking to Abraham in Genesis 17 here, he was already 99. God called Abraham when he was 75. So do the calculation, 99 to 75. Just calculate that. That's 24 years after God has called him. 24 years after God has called him, God is still making the promise he made to him in Genesis chapter 12. The promise, the same promise he made 24 years in Genesis chapter 12, that I will make you fathers of nations, come out of your family, come out of this. God is still making that promise.
That's what Abraham was seeing at that point. That's what he was seeing. He was 99, and that's what he was seeing at that point. Abraham and Sarah were seeing what God was saying to them at that point, but they know where they were. As at that point, at 99, Sarai was without a child, and she has gone beyond childbearing age, if you're going to look at it from the point of view of medical sciences. As at that time, Abraham's name was an assumed father. That's what he was seeing. That's what was happening to him at that time. That is what was visible to him at that time. He was an assumed father who married a princess. But the assumed father and the princess has no child at 99. He already had Ishmael at that point, but God was saying to him, that is not the promised child at that point. That is what was there, what he was looking at. That is what is upon him at that point. That is what he's looking at, what was so glaring to him at that point. What are you looking at? What is glaring to you? That sickness in your body. That difficulty with your business, that tough time in your ministry, that difficulty with your body, maybe that cancer, maybe that battle that you're fighting in your mind. Maybe that's what you're looking at. But look at what God was inviting Abraham to see. Look at what God was inviting Abraham to see. God is telling Abraham at that point, in from verse 1, he says, I am your God. And he spoke to him and he said, walk before me and be blameless. A perfect walk with God. That's the first invitation to Abraham. Walk before me and be perfect. And you're asking yourself, maybe you're in that same shoe as Abraham, and you're asking yourself, I'm going through a difficult time, and you're still telling me to walk before you and be perfect. I'm childless, and you're telling me to walk before you and be perfect. I'm without a child. You've told me that Ishmael that I had is not the child you want from me, and you're saying I should walk before you and be perfect. But the starting point of God's relationship with Abraham to fulfill the covenant of God is that Abraham should walk before him and be perfect. Maybe the challenge of your life is telling you, question God. Maybe God is not there. Maybe it's bringing you to that point where you're asking the question, can this be God? This morning, I'm encouraging you to say, look at the way God started with Abraham. God did not start with Abraham and saying, this is a promise. God said, walk before me and be perfect. That's the starting point. And then he went in to the second point. I will then create a covenant relationship with you. After he has told him to walk before him and be perfect, he said, I will then create a covenant relationship with you. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the plan I have towards you, a plan of good and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. That is the plan of God for you. But then that plan cannot be fulfilled in a doubting situation. That plan cannot be fulfilled if you still look at yourself and say, I'm 99, I have no child, I'm an assumed father, and you are not accepting what I'm bringing. Because it's very interesting, because this 4 points of what Abraham is looking at is exactly what we all have. I'm 99. God, I've stayed on this mountain for too long. What's going on? I'm childless. I'm an assumed father. People don't even recognize me. But then, what I bring to you, you are not accepting.
You know, we can be like that. What I bring to you, you are not accepting. I'm bringing what I have to you, but you're not accepting. You're giving me your condition. But I'm telling you, God, walk with my own condition. God, walk with what I have. God, I'm offering you what I have now. Take it. But no, God wants a perfect you, not what you have. God wants a perfect you, not what you can give. God wants the whole of you, not what you can offer. The Bible says that we are a living sacrifice. We are make your body a living a temple of God, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Not acceptable unto you, not your own standard, but God's standard. So when you're going through your difficult time and you're looking at your difficult time, look at what God's plan is for you. A perfect walk with God. A covenant relationship with God. And then, that was when he was then able to say, I will change your name from Abraham, assume father, to father of many nations, Abraham. A big leap from where you are to where he wants you to be. Abraham, father of many nations. And then, when he's done all that to you, he said, by you, all men shall be blessed. That's what he wants you to see. That is what God wants you to see. That is what God wants me to see. Not what I'm seeing right, not what I'm looking at right now, but what his plans are. What are his plans towards me? His plan towards me is good and not of evil, to bring me to an expected end. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. We are the one that is not seeing it. God is seeing it. He knows his plan towards us. His plan of good and not of evil, to bring us to an expected end. Regardless of how it looks, this is how I'm going to end this morning. Regardless of how it looks, regardless of who is threatening, regardless of what the world may call reality, have faith that the battle is over, the problem is over, the storm is finally over. Jeremiah 29:11 says, that I know the plan I have towards you, a plan of good and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. This sign shall follow them that believe in my name. They will cast out demons. This sign shall follow them that believe. Abraham believed in God. The Bible says it was counted to him as righteousness. Brothers, sisters, this morning, I'm challenging you as I'm challenging myself. Let us have that same faith that God had in himself in creating the world, in creating the universe. Let us have that same faith that God had to call things that were not as if they were. And let us believe in his plan and purpose. God bless you this morning. Amen.
Profound message to us this morning. Profound, deep, and yet simple. I was thinking.